Hi all. In this video, we are going to see how you can use PackageKit to install or to search different applications in the Fedora repositories. To start, we are going to System, Administration, Add Remove Software. So let's start how we can use this application. There are different groups you can see in the left hand side, like games. If I click, you can see it is telling it's querying. So just wait for a few seconds. Okay, it's doing its work. We have to wait. It seems we have many games in Fedora nowadays. That should be cool. Okay, here the list comes. So it is showing you all the games there in the Fedora repository. If it is lightweight like this, light color, sorry, closed, that means this is not installed on your system. You can click get details about the games, and if you want, you can install. And if any package is like this, it is already installed, you can remove it by clicking here. So in the same way, let's try to install some game, some small game. Okay, it's called Abuse. We can see this package size is 318 KB, so small enough. Let's try to install this. It's asking me my root password. You can see here what's going on right now. It's telling right running task. Now resolving dependencies. So it started downloading. You can cancel it still now. You can see the status here and the message this side. Okay, it is still downloading. You can see here the PackageKit icon. It's pretty cool, isn't it? It can show you that it is actually downloading. Okay, download complete, it seems. Now it is installing the software. You can see here such nice graphics work. So we have to wait for a couple of more seconds now. And finished. So when the list will come back, we can see that Abuse game is already installed in the system. Now we have to wait for it to come back. It's a huge list we already saw. There are so many games. To see only the installed applications, you click only installed. So now it will show only the games installed this side. Now if you go and only available, now it will show all the games which are only available, not yet installed. In the same way, I can click on the no filter, so it will show all. We can even search for different applications. Just like you want to play some songs, so which application or which player you can use for that. So let's type song and find. Okay, no result. So better to search with some better keyword. Maybe some Samba tools. Okay, that's pretty good keyword. We can see all the applications here this side. You can go and such like graphics tools. If you go to this system menu, you can see the software sources. These are the repositories on your system, and you can see which are currently enabled. So you can just enable and disable anything from this menu also. So this is almost it. For more, you just have to click and click and click some more times to see how it works. Thank you.